السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله، أولئك هم الصادقون. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers and sisters of the Madrasa, and those listening over receivers, once again a majlis of Islah, and every one of us is muhtaj and in need of Islah. Nobody is excluded. As far as Islah is concerned, there is no limit to it, and therefore no one is excluded. Greatest of the awliya, or great awliya-i kiram, even person like Mujaddid-i Millat Rahmatullah Alayhi, say, mein apni islah se ghafil nahi rehta. After making islah of thousands of people, or hundreds of thousands of people, he says, still I am so conscious of the fact that I still need islah, whereas he didn't need islah. But the greater the person, the more elevated this person, the more higher the status of a person, the more he considers himself in need of Islam. Because there is no limit to it. Allah Ta'ala's azmat, there is no limit. So what we will not even consider as sin, although it is a sin, but we don't even consider as sin. But they will even consider those things which are being done as ibadat, but they feel that we haven't done justice. How can we do justice looking at the greatness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? How can we do justice? So even on that, they consider themselves in need of Islah. So therefore they go on making an improvement. They go on increasing their ibadat, increasing their tears before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So how much more we are then in need of Islah? When they who are not in need of Islah, they say that we are in need of Islah. So when I say no one is excluded, then this is what it means. That from us, none of us can say that we have reached such heights now that we are not in need of Islah. Khilafat, ijazat, all these things in its place. Sometime our mashayikh, they give us ijazat a bit early, so that we may get some kind of fikr and concern and make some effort and make islah and reach some kind of kamal. But there is a need all the time, because shaitan and nafs does not leave a person. Therefore these majalis of islah, shaitan and nafs doesn't leave any person. Until the dying day, how many incidents there are, right up till the dying day, or in the last moments of a person's life, shaitan comes and whispers. Shaitan tries to mislead, distract, create doubts in the minds of the person. If I have to go into those incidents, the whole majlis will finish on that. Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullah Alayhi and others. So we are in need of Islah all the time. In everything else we are making some kind of Islah. That means improving. If you look at all other things in our lives, we are making some kind of Islah. In inverted commas. If it is our food, then if there is less salt in it, we say we get little extra salt. If there's less chilies, then say get put extra chili powder in there. So that is what we may term as islah of the curry. In our clothes, we are all the time making islah. A person gets tired sometimes of wearing the same clothes. Now he wants to change. He wants to get better clothes. He wants to get better shoes. He wants to get a better car. He wants to look better in everything. In the building, we want to have a better building, better rooms, better furniture, better carpets. Although we can use the same carpets until our dying day. We can use the same furniture till our dying day. The women folk, the same crockery they can use not only till their dying day, but the great-grandchildren can also use it till their dying day. But all the time, they say we must make some change. Every person, that is the mizaj, that is the nature, that we want something better. So when it comes to our amal and our actions and our deeds also, we should have that same enthusiasm, that same love, that same desire, that same zeal that we have with regards to the material things of our lives. Why is it that only in our material things we are very much concerned that there must be always some kind of improvement, some kind of changes? And nobody makes change going down. We don't find people stepping lower. We always find that they want, when you say making change, then you say make it better. If the building is now needing paint, then you say put paint on it. If in need of repairs, then we say, repair the building. So everyone is in need of that. So therefore, these majalis of Islah, it is not for increasing our knowledge. Our knowledge, alhamdulillah, we have to some extent, and we must increase it in the right programs. But this majlis of Islah, this is the purpose. So the ayat of the Quran Sharif which I recited and many other ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Now there again Allah tabarak wa ta'ala talks about those people who strive, who make an effort in my path. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Definitely, most certainly, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, we will show them the roads, we will give them hidayah, we will give them guidance. And many other places in the Quran Sharif, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in so many ahadith. So then what is this striving that we are told to make? Is وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Then what is that striving? Now different meanings have been given. But the essence of all that is what has been summed up by Allama Mahmud Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh in Ruhul Ma'ani. It says that what does it mean? وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. So the first one is الَّذِينَ يَخْتَارُونَ الْمَشَقَّةَ. الَّذِينَ يَخْتَارُونَ الْمَشَقَّةَ فِي ابْتِغَاءِ مَرْضَاتِنَا. الَّذِينَ يَخْتَارُونَ الْمَشَقَّةَ فِي ابْتِغَاءِ مَرْضَاتِنَا. That means those people who exert themselves in gaining my pleasure. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that that is that mujahada. That is that striving. That their striving is to gain my pleasure. Nothing else. They want my pleasure. They want me to be happy and pleased with them. Because if Allah ta'ala is happy, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will put happiness into that person's life. And many, many times I've explained that that happiness will come in the heart. Person, Allah Ta'ala will give him sukoon in the heart. Outside conditions will be like how if a person has to dive deep into the ocean with a waterproof watch, then the storms of the ocean, deep down in the ocean also there's huge waves and storms. So the storms of the ocean also, they do not affect the inner workings of that watch. Deep down the ocean, storms are lashing at that watch. And if it is a good, genuine waterproof watch and not a fake Chinese, then it will withstand those storms. But if it is fake, then it wants to withstand those storms. Like that, this person who has got genuine, solid muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, and his actions and his a'mal and his deeds are also for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and he has got that kind of trust and yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and such kind of love and such kind of obedience, and such kind of love and obedience of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that shaitan and nafs do not distance him, then those storms all around will not affect the inside. They will all be outside, irrespective of what the condition is outside. But inside the heart, there will be a kind of sukoon. Now we cannot explain this. This is not something that can be explained in words. The taste of sugar, the person has to taste sugar. Person says honey is sweet, so then he must taste the honey. You can write a whole book or thesis on sweetness, but just by reading that book on sweetness, the person will not know what is the sweetness of honey or the sweetness of sugar. At the most, it will be information. And this is our condition at present, that we've got a lot of information about the sweetness of Iman, but we don't have that sweetness of Iman. And the sweetness of Iman is not like the sweetness of honey. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives His pleasure, and the person will sense. It's not that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala deprives him of even this, sensing that pleasure, that my Allah is pleased. جسے ہیں آپ خوش اس جہاں میں وہ شب و روز ہے گلستاں میں. How many times you have heard in the dua also, اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری, جو تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا, زمین میری. All the kingdoms then belong to that person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he comes in the heart, then kingdoms belong to him. Allah ta'ala gives it to him in a capsule form. We all understand that little capsules, what kind of changes they bring about within the body of a person. The person takes tablets, sometime for sugar diabetes, sometime for rheumatism, sometime for heart, sometime for kidney, sometime for bladder, sometime for what, sometime he takes for this or that, whatever he's taking for. Then it's little capsules, or small little tablets. But what kind of changes it brings about within the body? Why do they say keep away from little children? Or why do they say they do not take more than the prescribed dosage? Because it brings about great changes within the system of the person. So if these little tablets and capsules can bring about such kind of changes within the body of a person, then do you think the capsule of the muhabbat of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will not bring about a change in the spiritual condition? The difference is this, that those capsules we realize the changes that are coming. The person starts jumping, dancing, or the person starts falling flat on the ground. Or if it's poisonous, he can even go to the qabristan. If he has overdosed himself, then he can sleep for 24 hours, or he can sleep forever. Now those changes we can see. But when this capsule of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala comes in, then the changes will come. You will notice the changes. Allah Ta'ala brings calmness in the person's life. There is tranquility, there is peace. There is no jumping, shouting, screaming, and lashing out at people, and behaving like a monkey. You will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them such kind of sukoon, such kind of calmness, such kind of tranquility. It is as if they've got oceans of calmness in their hearts. Other people with their problems also will find some kind of sukoon in their majlis. So we don't even have it. I'm talking about the Allah Walas. So if these little tablets and capsules can bring about such changes, then definitely when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give the capsule of His muhabbat into the heart, then the person will see it in the walk of the person, the talk of the person, the in his relationship with people, in his dealings, in his transactions. There won't be greed, there won't be hawa or hirs. Person will earn his livelihood also, but with that hadith sharif, وَأَجْمِرُوا فِي الطَّلَبْ وَتَوَكَّلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ, which we hear in the khutbas. So, وَأَجْمِرُوا فِي الطَّلَبْ, that is a part of the hadith sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his muhabbat will manifest in every aspect of this person's life. So therefore, the first tafsir of that, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا إِذْ أَلَّذِينَ يَخْتَارُونَ الْمُشَقَّةَ فِي ابْتِغَاءِ مَرْضَاتِنَا. And in seeking the raza and the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they take mushaqqat, they make mujahada, they take some kind of pain. This is the beauty of our deen. That difficulty that the person undertakes, it brings nothing but happiness. Outwardly it's a difficulty, outwardly it's a pain, outwardly it's a suffering to get up fajr namaz in extremely cold weather, in those places where snow has fallen, then definitely there's mushaqqat in it, there's some kind of mujahada in it, there's some kind of striving, there's some kind of fighting the nafs. But for those people who are really seeking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure through that, and not just fulfilling some kind of command, which also is a great ni'mat, even if he fulfills the command, it's a ni'mat. But the person who within his heart he enjoys this getting up, it says it's freezing. But who am I getting up for? I'm getting up for my Allah, who has blessed me with so much of bounties. If he had made me bedridden, if he had made me bedridden, would I have been able to get up? If I was not able to make use of water, then would I have been able to make wuzu? And if he had not given me the strength to walk to the car and drive to the masjid, or take a walk to the masjid, or to see my way to the masjid, if he had not given me the sight, would I have been able to make it? And if he had blessed me with sight, but I had no hearing, was deaf, then no matter how loud the speaker is, the microphone is, has been put, but nothing, you can't hear anything what the Imam recited. So much of ni'mats are there. Now this person looking at those ni'mats and bounties, now his love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes him go for that namaz. So there's a world of difference between that namaz and the namaz of the person who says, namaz is first 5 times a day. If I don't make it, you go to Jahannam. There's a world of difference. So, الَّذِينَ يَخْتَارُونَ الْمَشَقَّةَ فِي ابْتِغَاءِ مَرْضَاتِنَا. That is the first tafsir of وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. الَّذِينَ يَخْتَارُونَ الْمَشَقَّةَ فِي نُسْرَةِ دِينِنَا. And that is the second tafsir of that. Those people who Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about, that وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. In other words, we'll definitely give them hidayat. We'll show them our ways. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, they are those people who take the difficulty, the tests and the trials and the taklif upon themselves in the assistance to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whether it is rain or whether it is sunshine, whether it is wind or it is cold, or whether it is summer or winter, or hailing or snowing, but those people, they take the pain for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and for the assistance of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They take the taklif upon themselves. But there are different ways that this is manifest. We'll have the madaris, the masajid, the tabligh and dawah, the khanqas, or the person is going out in jihad fi sabilillah. He's fighting the enemies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the battlefield. Different forms. But it is for the nusrat of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Salary is not the objective. He doesn't say, first of all, how much I will be paid to teach somebody a few kalimas and some surahs. How much will I be paid to serve the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The payment is just because there's a need for it. If all the ulama and all the asatiza and all the teachers of the madaris, if they all have to go to the bazaars and open up shops, then who is going to teach? So the time that they are giving, otherwise you can't really put a price tag on it. It is because of the time which now they have sacrificed. They also have wives, children, they have other needs, they are human beings. But in reality it is that service, what the person contributes and what he puts into the service of deen, more than what he is being paid for. That is what it is. Payment of the salary, now it suffices, sufficient for his needs, finish. After that, what else can I do? In which way can I serve this deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So they take the mushaqqat and the taqlib. And that's not only for the ulama and the teachers. For every person, in whichever way he can serve the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with his wealth, with his health, with his knowledge, with his intelligence, with whatever Allah ta'ala has blessed him with, then he sacrifices that. So that is the second tafsir. Alladheena, and the third one, Alladheena yakhtaruna al-mushaqqata fimtithali awamirina. In the fulfillment of the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever those laws, whatever those commands, they don't look back. They don't become fox, the proverbial fox. They remain lions. That we will fulfill the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We will not worry about what the comments of people are and the criticism of people. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes in one of the ayat that what that is one of the sifat and one of the attributes, la yakhafuna lawmata la'im, that these people who make mujahada, Allah Ta'ala has given certain other descriptions, then after that Allah Ta'ala says that they don't fear. As long as it is authentic, reliable, it is from the Quran and Sunnah, the knowledge has been gained through authentic sources. It's not that we just pick up something from some pamphlet, something from some literature, something we heard from someone. Some of those things, as they say, from the Lal Kitab. Some things are from the pockets. So it's not that. I'm talking about anything that's reliably informed and learned. So now they make amal on it. They don't worry about the criticism of the people. Let them criticize, what does it mean? In their hearts is that I have to fulfill this hukam of Allah Ta'ala for His pleasure. And the last one is where أَلَّذِينَ يَخْتَارُونَ الْمَشَقَّةَ فِي الْإِمْتِحَاءِ أَنْ مَنَاهِينَ. When it comes to the restraining, one is in the fulfillment of the hukam, to make the namaz, to keep the fast, to give the zakat, irrespective of how much zakat the person has to give. But he doesn't look at how much he is giving. How much is the zakat? Zakat is 2.5%. So now that 2.5%, of course, and other things, there are other zakats, but I'm talking about the cash after the payment of debts, liabilities and all those things, qaraz and all. So 2.5%. Now those people whose bank accounts run into millions of rands in balances, or goods for sale, merchandise for sale, or Kruger rands and all those kind of things, 2.5%. Of all that, he is giving. So there's 97.5%. Now shaitan will keep whispering, so much you're giving away. 1 million in 40 million. And that is how he's going to whisper. But he's not going to tell you that how much you still got with you. So this person, one is in the fulfillment of that, to give, to fulfill that hukam, whether it is, as I said, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, or anything else. And the other is into restraining. That he puts all the mujahada and mushaqqat in restraining himself. The nafs is making the taqaza, commit zina. There's nobody watching you now. And this young girl is very pretty. And she is prepared to engage in the haram action indeed. But now he says, no, my Allah is watching. Wakarta hai tu chukke ahle jahan se koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. Allah Ta'ala is watching. So therefore I'm not going to commit zina. I'm not going to watch the porn sites. I'm not going to engage in any kind of haram, whether it is gambling, or whether it is drinking, or there is fornication, whatever it may be. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives a long rope. So now that effort that he is putting in there, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, that is the effort that he is trying to put the effort into restraining, just as he put the effort into fulfilling the commands, now he is putting the effort into restraining himself from those evils and from that which is haram and that which is forbidden by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that you'll definitely, most certainly give such people hidayat, and not only that, and look at all the other ayat in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes so much of promises. So keeping this in mind, there's some beautiful ashar and poetry of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, my Shaykh, which is poetry of Islah. It is a waaz in poetry form. It's not just for entertainment. Therefore, the voice is not important. It is the words and the meaning that is important. We have become addicted to just entertainment. But if you have to look into these words, then it is sufficient for our Islah. And that is what we will discuss. All this was the introduction which I didn't have in mind, but this was Allah Ta'ala's way. Jinka naqsha tha kal jawani ka, he laqab aaj nana nani ka. Jinka naqsha tha kal jawani ka, اے لقب آج نانا نانی کا, کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے, کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے, کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا. Just look at how people go, those whom we saw crawling, then suddenly we see they were walking, then we see they were running, then we see they went to grade 1, and next thing they were in grade 10, 12, and then they were got married, and after that they got children. Inka naksha tha kal jawani ka, they were young, and now after that children, then after that grandchildren, and that face which was of a young person, full of jawani, full of youth, which was dragging the person in all directions. Aaj naqsha hai, aaj laqab hai nana nani ka. Somebody is called nana, great grandfather paternal, and someone great grandfather maternal, and someone grandmother maternal, grandmother paternal. Finish, all the naqsha is gone, jawani is gone. Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka? It's just a temporary phase. It's just a few years in which shaitan makes the person dance. Shaitan makes the person dance. We have so many toys. You key the toy and then you start dancing. And as soon as the battery runs out, you find the dancing doll drops flat on the ground. Finish. So that temporary phase when shaitan turns that key, that was the real time to do ibadah, zikr, tilawah, do some good deeds, enjoy the good things of Allah and ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, eat, drink, enjoy, watch the beautiful scenery, look at the waters of the ocean, look at the jungles, the forests, the animals in the jungles. Enjoy the halal ni'mats. Give the nafs some halal so that it doesn't go towards haram. But the little restraining that the person has to do at that time, that is that phase. If he makes a little mujahada at that time, then when the old age will come and he can't do anything, Allah Ta'ala will give the same sawab that he did when he had health. So he says, look at the faces now. Where are this face? Where is that beauty gone? All that beauty that was on the face for which we are becoming pagal and mad, where is that beauty gone? Shaitan doesn't want us to even think in that line. Just wants to show us some beautiful faces. Yes, the wives are halal. Make muhabbat with the wife. Go out of your way. Treat her well. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made safarish for the wives. Quran Sharif said, وَعَاشِرُوا هُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And I'm talking about the haram. Letters upon letters from different parts of the world. One problem, major problem. Can't get out of the porn sites, can't get out of adultery, can't get out of fornication. I'm involved with this woman and that woman and that soul, and I'm restless. My heart is not at ease and I'm suffering. So now what do we do? I mentioned before also that this Miss World, if she has to just get a crown, and after that, from there, as she's moving out, she meets with an accident, and the car catches on fire, and she gets third degree burn, then see which photographer is going to chase after her. Which photographer is going to chase after her? Which newspaper will be now very proud to publish pictures of Miss World? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us that it is just a temporary phase. Phool mur ja gaye chandni dal gayi apna anjaam bhi keh gayi. फूल मुरझा गए चांदनी ढल गई अपना अंजाम भी कह गई हर कली बेनिशां हो गए हर निशां قبر میں خاک چھانی مگر کیا ملی بے نشان ہو گئے ہر نشان قبر میں خاک چھانی مگر کیا ملی
Flowers have withered and fallen, finish. All the bloom and gloom, all the bloom is gone. All the gloom is gone. And now there's nothing but doom. The beauty is gone. The nightingale was singing. The nightingale also had to leave. After some time, dig up the ground where those flowers had fallen. Blue, green, yellow, with beautiful fragrances, but after some time it turns to dust. Qabr mein khaak chaani magar kya mili. The people are just the same. That no matter what the person may be, what kind of beauty the person may have had, but after some time dig up the grave and then see if you can even stay for a little while around the grave. If the graves have to be opened up after a few days of burial, and the body has burst open, and the worms are all there, then see if anybody likes to sit around them. That is a different thing that for the pious and the righteous and those whom Allah Ta'ala has made maghfirat, then outwardly we may see that condition, but their ruh and soul is enjoying jannat. That is a different thing. But I'm talking about outward condition. So, qabr mein khaak chaani magar kya mili. So all those who are giving their lives over the beautiful faces, and facing nothing but destruction of their souls. So they think of it. قَبْرَ مَنْ خَاكَ چَانِي مَغَرْ كَيَا مِلِي Nothing. بے نشاں ہو گئے ہر نشاں. So therefore he says, کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا, that this جوانی is not going to last long. There is no بھروسہ of this جوانی.
مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا.
قبر میں مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا.
How many people were proud about their lives. I am so and so. You don't know my authority, my power, my military might, my oil wells, my gold, my silver, nothing. Mil gaye khaake qabr mein kitne, inko naaz tha zindagani ka.
ye jahan gir gaya nigahon se jab khula hal dar e fani ka. That when the hereafter opened before the sight of the person, then he said, ye jahan gir gaya nigahon se. Then we make use of the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but we don't give our heart to it. Our hearts are given to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then in another poetry, which Hazrat asked Mir Sahib to read so many times, and which you have also heard here, one or two couplets from there. Daag-e hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. Daag-e hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. Daag-e hasrat se dil sajaye tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. In haseenon se dil bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye. I discussed this in detail, I think, in the last majlis. That we have to decorate our hearts with the wounds of hasrat. When a person is tempted to do something and is not doing it, then it is as if some spear has struck his heart, some arrow has struck his heart, and the heart is badly wounded, and the blood is flowing from that heart. So we do not know how many daggers the person who is a believer takes from the morning to the evening on this heart of his. Whilst others do not want to take this pain and suffering, they are all the time taking these spears and arrows. Their shahadat is 24 hours of the day. They are becoming shaheed upon shaheed upon shaheed. They are getting shahadat upon shahadat upon shahadat. It's not just one bullet in the battlefield that has taken them away. These people, every moment of their lives, when they restrain themselves from haram, the beautiful faces pass in front of them, they say, no, my Allah's hukam, I must lower my gaze. At the airports, in the aeroplanes, and wherever they are, then it is the daag-e hasrat that they are taking on their hearts. But these wounds, they do not go unnoticed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so much loves this person taking this type of wounds on his heart, that he gives him halawat and sweetness of iman in that heart. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes him his. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the person his. So, daag-e hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. Then you get Allah ta'ala. How long is the person going to waste his life over perishable things? Perishable beauty we are giving our life over. Nothing is not going to last. And even if the person is given all the material of wealth of the world, he has to leave it someday. Either he is going to go leaving it behind, or it's going to leave him in his lifetime. So therefore, earn in a reasonable way, without going to extremes. Fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Fulfill the rights of people. Don't engage in disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. What kind of life is that with a person from the morning till the evening, and yet the person is a boss, is not working out of necessity. The person has absolutely no time for it. So, daag-e hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye. Usne fani ke chakkaron mein meer, kitne logon ne din gawaye hain. Usne fani ke chakkaron mein meer, kitne logon ne din gawaye hain. He said, usne fani, this beauty which is going to fade. This beauty which is going to fade. Kitne logon ne din gawaye. After the old age catches up, the youth is gone, and all the effects of that, those sins are now causing pain and suffering. The effects of that sins are now manifesting itself. The adultery that was committed, the prostitutes that they had visited, all the hours and hours that were spent in haram, now all that is catching up. Now the person now decides to change. So Allah Ta'ala will forgive the sins if he makes sincere tawbah. But look at the years that were wasted. Look at the health that has been wasted. That youth and that jawani and that health was spent in a good way, then today at least he will be enjoying the benefits of that. I can't help but repeating that I said if a person has been engaging in a drugs, adultery, fornication, gambling, watching porn sites and all other kinds of haram and he has wasted his life for 50 years, 60 years. Now if you ask him in that 60 years of enjoyment, so-called enjoyment in inverted commas, now what do you have to show as your enjoyment? Can the person show anything? Nothing but disaster. Nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. What else is he going to show? HIV, AIDS and other kinds of problems. Gambling has taken all his properties away, made him sell his last pair of shirt. Everything is gone. Nothing left. Respect gone. And take the other person who from young age, from youth, we don't say he was all the time sitting with tasbih and reading Quran Sharif and making namaz, but he was restraining himself, taking that pain. Now his heart is filled with so much of nur, of iman and yaqeen and halawat, and there's so much in it, that not only he enjoys that, but people come to him and say, make dua for me. Why? Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts into their hearts that this young person has spent his youth in a good way and look at his piety, his taqwa. So now they ask him for dua. And he himself inside his heart, he enjoys the gardens of Jannah. So therefore he says, Husne fani ke chakkaron mein meer kitne logon ne din gawaye hain. Shakl bigdi to bhaag nikle dost jinko pehle ghazal sunaye. When the shakal is changed, to bhaag nikle dost. Those people who were running crazy and wild, now when that woman turned old, or that young person now became an old man, now see where all those lovers are gone. They run like mules. Now those lovers run like mules. Tell them, there's that person that you were madly in love with during his youth. Now that person's back is bent, the person's hair has turned white, and the person's sight is faded, and his teeth have fallen off. Where can I now fall in love with him? And that woman also now, her hair is gone white, she's bent, wearing number 11 glasses, and the teeth all gone. Even the artificial teeth don't hang on anymore on the jaws. Now tell this people go. But if it is an old man and an old woman, and they had made nikah, and they loved each other for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then even in old age, that old woman, she will be making tea, she will be making lunch and supper, and you say, now she's gone old, don't worry, have a rest. No, for the old man, she'll go out of her way to look after him. And the old man too, if he was a genuine old man, and he was truly in following and obeying Sharia, Quran and Sunnah, and he loved his wife, so then her pain, her sickness, her difficulty, her hardship, even in his old age, he'll say, no, man, even if I can't manage, but I'll push you on the wheelchair. Allah Ta'ala puts that kind of love, when it's true love. How many people they were married, 50 years, 60 years they married, but they wouldn't want to part. The old man will say, no, I must die before you. And the old lady will say, no, I must die before you. Why? Because that was for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. It was in the hukam and the fulfillment of Allah Ta'ala's hukam. My Shaykh says that person who tells to his old wife, اے میری گڑیا سکر کی پوڑیا وارے میری گڑیا.
So that is the kind of love. But I'm talking about this sensual love of the haram kind. So bhag nikle dos, all wrong, finish. But look at the Allah walas. The Allah walas, the older they get, their beard, the hair has turned white. Their hair on the head has turned white. Their backs are bent. They are sometimes bedridden. They cannot even walk, they're not mobile. But more and more people are attracted to it. And everyone says, allow me the opportunity to make his khidmat. Allow me the opportunity. Now those few khuddam and those few people that are assisting them, the others go and plead and beg that please give us the opportunity. Let me make his khidmat. Let me make his khidmat. Now what is that? That is what they have built up over the years in their hearts. So Allah Ta'ala now puts that muhabbat into other hearts. That magnetic pull is there. How long are we going to listen to these things? So let us make tawbah, istighfar from all sins, ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from the hamla and attacks of nafs and shaitan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه. اے میرے رب، میں بلغل اللہ، میں رحیم اللہ، کریم موسف بلک. He was a taste of your قرب، of your معرفت، of یقین in you، of توکل and trust in you. He was the sweetness of ایمان in our hearts. Ey Rabbi Kareem, we have wasted our youth, we have wasted our lives, we have wasted our time, we have wasted so much of our wealth. We have wasted so much of our health. Ey Rabbi Kareem, humne apni zindagi ka waqt zaya kar diya. We don't know what amount of time is left in our lives. Ey Rabbi Kareem, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah. Don't call us to account for the time that we wasted of our lives. Don't call us to account for the sins that we engaged in. Don't call us to account, my beloved Allah, for our disobedience, for our rejection, for our obedience of nafs and shaitan. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are turning towards you. We have extended our begging bowls before you, my Allah. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں، تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. اے رب کریم، اب تو معاف فرما، معاف فرما. تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں؟ Where do we go, my Allah? If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. You are Kareem, you are Rahim, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar. You dearly love forgiveness, my Allah. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabiyyah Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us the realization that this life is a temporary. This world is temporary. Ey Rabbi Kareem, come into our hearts. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with the love of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen. Bless us all with good health, physical health and spiritual health. Bless us with halal rizq in abundance, my Allah. Let it be full of barakah. Provide for us, my beloved Allah, from your unlimited treasures. Ey Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah.
Don't question us on Qiyamah Day, my Allah. No one is going to question you if you have to forgive us. Hey Rabbi Kareem, this very moment as we have raised our hands before you, you are watching us. You are listening to us. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. If you have to forgive us, no one is going to question you. Why you forgave the sinners who raised their hands before you in masjid? Ey Allah, hamari bhi maghfirat farma. Puri ummat ki maghfirat farma. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Especially the ummat of Nabiya Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our time. Give us the himmat and courage to throw out of our homes and lives all those things that are displeasing to you. Give us the sweetness of iman. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda sa umte karam. Hey Allah, hey Rabbi Kareem, give up to your door with great hope. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theatre, gambling den. Adultery, fornication, popping drugs, no more. Bottle of wine in our hands. Or any kind of haram. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. Tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab ratan hota. Wahan ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni yaare khuds mein. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi ko ro kafan. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with their goodness and from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection. Protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware of the wishes, the desires, the good aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Fulfill their good wishes and good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of every individual. Remove their suffering, difficulty and hardships. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members. Ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal. إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.